Really nice, isn't it? I mean, we typically read that at Christmas, and it's just very familiar to us around this time of the year, but it is just so full of rich, incredible truths. And I just want to just do a short reflection on just these verses from verse 9. It says, "The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision, or a husband's will, but born of God." John tells us that the true light is coming into the world. And when he comes into the world, two things are going to happen. Firstly, are going to be those there who he comes to who are going to reject him. It says, verse 11 says, "He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him." He came, but he was rejected. They didn't receive him for who he was. Yet John also tells us that some did receive him. In verse 12, he says, "Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God." Ellie reminded us at the start that we have been adopted into God's family. We are sons and daughters. Nothing to do with our natural birth. Nothing to do with our where we've been born, our heritage. All to do with God's love and grace. But John tells us, so when Jesus came, some rejected him and some received him. And you know, this Christmas, it will be no different. It will be no different. Every Christmas is the same. Jesus comes to us again. We've got a number of different nationalities represented here. And Jesus, I believe, goes to every single nation. He made it. He created it. He created the world in which we live in. He made us. He created us. And he comes to every nation with his offer of salvation and of new life. He comes to this nation, the UK. He comes to London. He comes to Kingston. He comes to New Malden. He comes to your family, to your friends, to your neighbours. He comes to your house. And he offers you this gift. And this Christmas, he will be received in some and rejected in others. That's the reality. Now, every single one of us are precious and special in God's eyes. See, the reason Jesus came was to rescue us and to restore us into right relationship with the Father. Jesus came for the whole of mankind. None are left out of this. Each of us is precious and special to the Lord, whoever we are, whatever we've done, wherever we've been, whether we're in church, whether we're not in church, whether we believe or we don't, we're precious in God's sight. But this passage clearly tells us that we're not all children of God. He says in verse 11, "He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God." Not all of us are children of God. It's a big question this morning. Are you a child of God? When you're looking at the scriptures, can you say you're a child of God? What does it mean to be a child of God? What do you have to do to become a child of God? John says, receive and believe. Receive and belief. What does it mean to receive Jesus? To receive Jesus, does that mean that somehow in some meeting at some time that you've responded to some gospel message and you've stuck your hand up and afterwards you've prayed a prayer to receive Jesus? That may well be the start for many of us. But if that's the case, it's just the start. It's not the end. You haven't just ticked the box and you're in, that's it. And that's just the beginning. What does it mean to receive Jesus? Let me suggest that it's more than just praying a short prayer. Let me suggest that receiving Jesus, when he comes knocking on the doorways of our heart, and when he offers us his free gift of love and grace and mercy and forgiveness and new life in Christ, eternal life, when he does that, and when we respond and we say yes to him, we are responding and saying yes to him on his terms, not ours. You see, so often we respond in our own terms. We want all the offers, but we don't want any cost. You see, Jesus, he comes as Savior, so we welcome his salvation. We say, yes, we want that. We want to be rescued. We want that. We want his salvation. Don't want to be separated from God. He comes as Savior, so we say, yes, we welcome his salvation. But Jesus also comes as Lord. So we need to welcome his authority into our lives. We need to humbly accept his lordship. He comes as king. So we need to welcome him, his rule and his reign in our lives. We don't just choose the bits we want. We welcome him on his terms, and he comes as king, and he comes to rule, and he comes to reign in our lives. He comes as counselor. So we welcome his wise counsel. We put ourselves under his instruction. We listen to his word and we obey his word. We move in his word. He comes as provider. So we give thanks for his provision and we hold everything openly and say, Lord, where do you want me to sow? He comes as protector. So we walk in the covering of the protection that he gives. We don't go to the places that we're not meant to go. We are under his covering. You see, receiving Jesus isn't just receiving just some kind of nice gift that has no cost or no response apart from us just saying, yeah, we want everything, but we want to live exactly how we've been living. There is a cost. When Jesus comes into our lives, he comes as the landlord, not just the lodger. He's not just renting out some little room in our lives. He owns the whole building. He's purchased us at a price. We're not just kind of talking about living some peaceful coexistence with Christ who makes no claim on our lives. In Matthew chapter 16, this is what it means to be a follower of Jesus. He says, this is Jesus speaking to the crowds and to his disciples. Whoever wants to follow me, whoever wants to be one of my disciples, must deny himself and take up their cross and follow me. For whoever wants to save their life will lose it, but whoever loses their life for me will find it. You see, the cost of following Jesus is one of denial. Jesus says, whoever wants to be my disciples must deny themselves. That doesn't sound particularly Christmas, does it? That sounds more like Scrooge. But Jesus says, you must deny yourself. We don't like doing that, especially not at Christmas. Jesus says, whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. What did that really mean? What image would the disciples have had at that time? When he says take up their cross, he doesn't mean a nice little gold chain that we pick up from the shop. They knew that he meant this physical symbol of torture. Jesus was speaking of death. See, the cost is a life of denial. It's a life of death. But that denial and that death leads to delight. You see, as we die to ourselves daily and we say yes to Jesus, we become free. We become free to be the people he's called us to be. He says, whoever wants to save their life, we think we can't let go of this. We can't live like this because we'll miss out. Yeah, he says, whoever tries to save their life will lose it. But whoever loses their life for me will find it. The extraordinary thing is, as we let go and we let God work in us, that his delight comes. That we move from denial to death to delight in him. It's a beautiful thing. So, this morning, I ask you the question, are you a child of God? Are you a child of God? There's a couple of nods there. Of course, it is grace. It's nothing to do with where we were born or our family background. You remember when Jesus, in a couple of chapters on, John chapter 3, Nicodemus comes to Jesus at night and says, hey, Jesus, you know, I know that you're someone special because you wouldn't be able to do the things you do if you weren't sent from God. So tell me, how do I enter the kingdom of God? And Jesus simply says to him, Nicodemus, you need to be born again. And that statement would have just shocked him. Because far as he was concerned, he'd ticked all the boxes to enter into the kingdom of God. He was a Jew. He was a Pharisee. He was a holy man. And yet Jesus says, it means nothing. None of those things mean anything. You need to be born again. You can imagine his shock and his surprise when Jesus says that. And he even questions, well, how can I be born into my mother's womb a second time? But it's the same for us. Jesus says we must be born again. Becoming a child of God and entry into his kingdom is not down to racial inheritance. It's not down to circumcision, energetic law keeping, acts of piety. What is required is for us to receive a new spiritual life from God through personal faith in Jesus, receiving Jesus as the one who's come from God and believing in his name. Do you believe in the name of Jesus? Have you received Jesus both as Savior and Lord? If you have, then welcome to his family. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you that your heart was for your creation. Lord, all things are made by you and for you. Lord, you delight in your creation. You love your creation. You love mankind, and you came to rescue and to restore each one of us. And Lord, we know that it breaks your heart when some reject you. And Lord, we ask for your forgiveness where we've half-heartedly said yes to you, and yet so often we've just carried on living life how we want to live. One foot in the camp, one foot in the kingdom. And Lord, we know that that's not the way to go. So this Christmas, Lord, would you truly help us to encounter you? Would you help us to receive you as both Saviour and Lord? Would you help us to deny ourselves, to die to self, and to delight in you? Lord, we thank you for your gift of adoption. We thank you that we're sons and daughters, that we're children of God, because you say so, and because you've done it. And Lord, we pray for our world. Lord, we pray that you'd help us to share this truth, this good news, with others around us, so that more people can come to say yes to you and to be part of your family. Amen.